Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J.
good morning to everyone who has tuned in today. I'm feeling great, feeling good. How are you? Good morning to everybody that is listening on blogtalkradio.com. Those of you that are tuned in to iartistradio.com, good morning to you, too. We are featuring now 5 days a week live on both blogtalkradio.com/MizJProduction. And now you can listen live on iartistradio.com. Make sure you log on Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time as well. Y'all make sure you keep it logged on. All you got to do is log on to the website, MizJProductions.com. There you can find all the updates, all the information. We're doing greater things. Shout out to DJ Abnormal and the iArtist Radio team doing it big out there on the East Coast. I'm loving it. I'm coming out there soon, so I got to see y'all. Those of you that are on the West Coast, up north, dirty south, even my international listeners, all y'all are equally important. I love you all today. I'm feeling great. I'm playing all of my music that makes me feel good today, because I know if it makes me feel good, you're going to feel good as well. Those of you who are new to the show, I'm your host, Ms. J, and this is Ms. J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity. Most people don't understand what that means, so I got to make sure I keep putting it out there so y'all can get it. So many times we OD on everything else. You've OD'd on spending money. You've OD'd on bills. You OD'd on your job. You OD'd on stress. You OD'd on your marriage, on your family, on your business. You OD'd on food, and some of y'all OD'd on some drugs and got delivered, but it has been medically proven, psychologically proven, and spiritually proven to extend your life, give you more days to live if you change your thoughts for the positive, change your words, and even your actions for the positive. So why not OD on positivity? Laughing more, smiling more actually helps you burn calories quicker. It has been medically proven that people that exercise with a better attitude lose weight quicker than the people that have a bad attitude. People that have a better attitude about life succeed more in life and are more successful. So why not OD on positivity? It's the Ms. J Challenge. It takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. Why not develop a habit of positivity? All you have to do to help yourself is repeat after me, no matter what anyone says about me. No matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Let's say it again. Repeat it after me, no matter what anyone says about me. No matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. That's the Ms. J Challenge. It's so simple. Repeat that over and over again. Now, trust, you're going to get tested. So I got it tacked on my desk at work. I got it at my office. I got it in my house. I even have it in my car. I need to put it in the kitchen because I have a 4-year-old son who tests me all the time. So I need to say, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Those of you, I know you have been through some things. It seems hard. It seems like you're not going to make it through. But trust, this issue would not have come if God didn't know that you were strong enough to handle it. I know it may not feel that way this time, but just remember, I always tell people your feelings are not your facts. Feelings are not your facts. You may feel like you're sick, but the word of God says, by his stripes you are healed. You may feel that you're defeated, but through Christ we are more than conquerors. You may feel like you may not succeed and you should give up, but you can do it and you will do it. All you have to do is hold on. Start the show off with Ty Trippett. Hold on. I'm having a great time this morning. Feels great to start my day off in the perfect way with you right here on Ms. J in the Morning. So I'm not going to hold up any longer. We have the best in inspirational music, inspirational news, and events. Today is February 1st, y'all, the first day of Black History Month. Shout out to all of my African-American people who have given their lives for this beautiful holiday. Those of us who are celebrating, those of us who are in HBCUs, historically Black colleges and universities, those of you who aren't even African-American, but you support cultural enlightenment, cultural education, thank you. I have a diverse group of listeners, followers, and I love you all for supporting. So we're going to continue in that and just have a great time. I'm going to drop some facts on y'all to help those that don't know anything about African-American history or Black History Month. Some people are Black and still don't know. It's okay. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a little bit of knowledge. We're going to do some celebration, but we're going to get into some music. And like I said, I'm feeling good today, so we're going to play the music that's making me feel good today. Right here on Miss J in the Morning. I see y'all who's calling in. Good morning to you. Make sure you tell everybody to tune in. Call in 714-816-4743. Later in the show, we have the Ms. J area code check-in where you have the opportunity to rep your city. Ms. J giveaways is coming up in a few days. I have some awesome gifts. But like I said, let's get back into some music. We're going to have a little party today, and I'll be right back after this. Here's Amber Bullock, a Sunday best phenomenon. Lord, you've been so good. Hey, that song always gets me grooving.
Let's go. Could have been dead sleeping in my grave, but you said no, wouldn't have it that way. Give me a second chance, and I thank you for that. The devil tries to get me, but you had my back. Lord, you gave your life up just for me. You caused a lame to walk and the blind to see. Could have gave up any day, but you didn't, so all I got to say is
Georgia, and whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the Morning.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace, that'll ease my pain. want that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh, oh, oh. Anybody ready?
Oh, oh, oh.
Ready for His glory?
Oh, oh, oh.
If you are sick of life,
oh, oh, oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh, oh, oh.
Every place that's dark,
oh, oh, oh.
He will bring it to light.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh, oh, oh.
See, I include myself.
Oh, oh, oh.
I cast my own stone.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh, oh, oh.
I can see my wrong.
Oh, oh, oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Oh, oh, oh.
Christ by faith.
Oh, oh, oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the actors off stage.
Oh,
and let church begin.
Oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh,
you want to hear new songs?
New song.
Oh, see, God is cleaning up house.
Oh,
at first he started right at home.
Oh,
no more miracle water.
Cross
for money and fame.
Oh,
see, everybody got a title.
Oh,
but do you know your name?
Oh,
if we humble ourselves, people
oh,
fall on our face
oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. An extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away.
I
when another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's your peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. Much of you is I can take. Give me that. Give me that. And I choose you today. Cause I need you today. I can't get away. See the snow escape. See what you've done to me. I'm not the same old me. You took away everything. Now you're my everything. A man, a sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future at the same time He knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause He owns all the cattle on the hill. And He's the God who wipes my tears, every bottle enough to pay all my. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking about.
Give me that,
give
God.
Me that God, that's the God I'm talking
that
about.
God.
Give me that, give
Let's
me that,
go.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
All of that.
Give me that.
Yeah.
All of that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
All of that.
Give me 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 that.
I'm at a loss of words now. Oh, I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Music right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Give me that. Y'all know that's my jam. I told you today on Ms. J in the Morning, we going to play the songs that I love. Y'all keep requesting all these songs, long list of songs from songs I ain't heard since I was like 7 years old. Y'all be having flashbacks, and I got you. But on today, we're celebrating, and I'm going to celebrate what makes me feel good. It's okay if I take that time to share it with y'all. I know if it makes me feel good, it's going to make y'all feel good. Now, y'all, everybody knows Kirk Franklin. That's when Kirk Franklin had the Gumby high top, kind of, sort of, but it was kind of curly, wavy because he sweated in the front a little bit, but it was nappy in the back. Y'all know how it was back when he did Stomp and all that crazy stuff. Back in the day, we loved it, and we still love him, still pushing out some awesome music. He has an awesome ministry. He's an awesome man of God in my eyes, and God has done some great things in his life. But Molly Music is one of my favorite artists. Y'all hear me talk about him all the time on the show, and because I love his ministry, he has like a Caribbean hip-hop, R&B, soul, gospel, old school, new school, contemporary, Christian type of vibe, and that's what I love about him. The man can sing almost anything, and he can freestyle and rap, and he knows music, he can control the vocals, and I love it. I love his aggressive ministry. The words that come out of his mouth, he is not ashamed of the gospel, and he knows exactly where to put it and how to put it. So what really got me hooked on Molly Music, I'm going to share that with y'all. It was a while. Molly was out for a minute before I really got on him. I'm not going to say I've been a fan since the beginning. I ain't going to front. But I'm going to play this next track, and this is the one that really got me. Those of you who know me, know Ms. J, y'all know that I don't mind. I'm a fighter. I am a fighter. I am in the kingdom of God. I know I'm on the front line. I know I will slice and dice. I know some of Peter and a little bit of Paul is in my spirit because I will bless you out in the name of Jesus and lay hands on you for real. I'm just saying. Don't mess with my folks. That's how we do it. I can't stand the enemy. We understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places and darkness. It's all this mystic stuff, this deception. That's what we fight against. And I get mad and I tell the devil, I hate you. He hates you. He hates you. He hates your mama. He hates your daddy. He hates your kids. He even hates your pets. He don't want you to have what God has for you, and I hate him. So this is Molly Music, I Hate You, A Letter to the Enemy, and this is what got me hooked. So I'm going to share it with y'all right here on Ms. J in the Morning. I'll be right back after this.
My parents, my was gifted, but Christ not for me. Don't believe the lie, y'all, the devil's phony.
He's just mad, cause he can't hold me no more. Gotta open doors, he can't close. Trying to take me out, yeah, he can't close. I got a word now, y'all, and I'm so low.
Like no weapons from the cathedral, you can never prosper.
Never seen the righteous of the Lord forsaken. Never seen making bread.
Yeah, so when the real though, I'm tired of this mess. And to this thing that we are accomplished.
Grandmama and you.
He's probably like at number one right now as my favorite artist. I don't know. It's kind of hard because I love all types of music, y'all. I love listening to all types of genres. I love music. I just don't stick to gospel. I listen to R&B. I listen to hip-hop. I listen to country music. I love classical music. I love jazz. I love all types of music. But right now, I think Molly's got it. If he's not number one, I think he's probably like number two. I know he's not below number three. But he's up on my face today, and that song, I Hate You, is what got me hooked. I have never, ever in my life heard an artist that has the boldness to write a song, produce it with such perfection and precision, and release it with the word of God. We talk about hip-hop artists and rap, and they all vulgar and all this other type of stuff, and they come against all this other type of stuff, but never have I heard in the kingdom of God somebody do something so aggressive and so bold, and I love it. I start doing research, start listening to his other music, I start buying his music, and I'm hooked. So if you ain't on the Molly Music team, it's okay, because you're on the Miss J team. And good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Miss J in the Morning. I'm so excited today about everything that's going on. We're celebrating Black History Month. Today is the first day of Black History Month. A lot of great things has happened in this month. And those of you who don't know about it, African American History Month celebrates the history, the longevity of the African American culture or the Black American culture throughout the centuries. We remember and we honor where we came from, but we celebrate where we are and where we're going as a people. So I encourage us all, myself being an African-American, those of you who may not be Black or African-American, you may be biracial, are not anywhere near the race, it's okay to educate yourself and support cultural events, cultural education. I celebrate with my Chinese friend, Chinese New Year. My Indian friends, they have celebrations. I have Hispanic friends. Cinco de Mayo is off the chain. So whatever it is, make sure we embrace each other and our differences in culture. So Happy Black History Month to everybody on today and throughout the month of February. Black History Month is the entire month of February. Throughout the month of February, Ms. J in the Morning will be featuring Black Facts of the Day to help you understand what's happening in our culture, what happened in the past, and what's going to happen. So it won't be completely about Black History Month, but of course I got to put some stuff in there. Y'all know how I do. Always got to give you some nuggets and some tools to help you get along in your day right here on Ms. J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity. Now, I have today's Black Fact. What happened in history on today, February 1st, way back in 1997, BET, an Encore Media Group, launched the BET / Stars, the first 24-hour Black movie channel. Y'all didn't know that, did you? BET Movie / Stars, STARZ, the first 24-hour Black movie channel happened on today, way back in 1997, y'all. We're doing it big, and it is still growing strong. Now, since then, we've had some changes in the ownership. And those of you who don't know, Ms. J, although I'm for support of my African-American family and my Black people, and I love us all, we have to educate ourselves, y'all. We got to get it together. I truly want to just take this moment to keep it real with you. I am an African-American woman. I'm Black. I attended an HBCU, a historically Black college. Shout out to all my Spelman sisters. I attended Spelman College in Atlanta, Georgia, class of 04. Woo, woo. I love it. I am a natural sister, and I support it all. Yet, I will not deny that we still have a long way to go as a culture and as a race. And I am not going to dwell on any oppressive theories and all that type of stuff about what happens in our past. We need to make a choice today individually and collectively to better ourselves. So getting into BET, although we're celebrating, they just had their anniversary celebration, and it's opened the doors for so many Black entertainers to do so many things. Black people, please educate yourself. You know I'm passionate about media, and I'm going to go ahead and release it right here on Ms. J in the Morning Live. I'm telling y'all right now, educate yourself. I don't watch BET. The only time I watch BET is Sunday Best. I love Sunday Best, and there are a few shows on there that's great. Now, if that's what you choose to do, go ahead and do it. But BET stands for Black Entertainment Television. So I support Black Entertainment Television. Other cultures have there's all types or whatever. But now I watch TV One, and I watch Centric. The reason why I support them, because it's African-American owners that's supporting Black entertainment and doing it in a positive way. BET has changed over the years. President Johnson has since left some years ago. Now we have a new president, and BET has been sold to Viacom. BET is not owned by any Black people. We have a lot of Black shows that are executively produced by white people. Just for an example, y'all like the show The Game? Y'all know, yeah, The Game. I love The Game. Half and Half. Girlfriends. I love that show, Girlfriends. All these shows were executively produced by Kelsey Grammer. Y'all know who Kelsey Grammer is? Frasier? Yes. An older, middle-aged white man executively produced these Black shows. Now, of course, he hired some Black writers, and you guys can argue, well, you know, I just personally have an issue with that fact that we have white Americans telling us how Black socialites are and developing our image as an African-American culture. So with BET, not to call them sellouts or anything like that, I'm not dogging them. I still support the BET Awards, the BET Honors, and those type of things, but I just don't give them all that they used to have now that we have shows like TV One and Centric. TV One hosts Unsung, honoring just artists. I mean, not just Black, because they did Tina Marie, but in Black culture, artists that have done great things. And so with my opinion, I'm more for Centric channel network and TV One. I do watch We, of course, owned by Oprah Winfrey and that type of thing. But I just have to share that also with Black History Month, making sure that we educate ourselves and understand that even though it's called Black Entertainment Television, it doesn't surprise me that now 106 and Park has taken over, where we have more vulgar videos. Remember Donnie Simpson back in the day? They used to play Midnight Love and Good Music on BET. We used to have inspirational news. And now all we have is just drama, and I'm not for the drama. I'm not for putting stuff out there. You know, the game used to be really good, and then it just got real raunchy where people sleeping with other people and fighting and all that. And now, you know, we have all this crazy stuff. Viacom also owns, you know, all these other networks where we got Love and Hip Hop and all these Basketball Wives. And although I do watch some of it, I'm just sick of the image of African-American socialites and Black people, and I don't want to associate myself with it. I'm a single woman, and I'm going to go a little bit deeper. Even when it comes to dating, a lot of Black men expect a certain thing from Black women. There are actually men on YouTube professing, Black men, I will never date a Black woman because they are argumentative, they have attitudes, and they're just really ripping us apart. And I do place most of the blame, most of the responsibility and accountability on today's media. So when we have networks like BET, Black Entertainment Television, I am going for the networks that are pushing more of a positive and realistic image. Girlfriend started out really good, and next thing you know, everybody was just desperate for a man. It was like that's all that Black women talk about is sex and relationships and how we need men, and we're too independent, don't want a man to pay for us. No. And so it didn't surprise me that Kelsey Grammer, you know, is the executive producer, the one that's putting money in, hired some Black writers to put it in our words. But that's just my spill on it, so I'm going to step down from my soapbox. Let's kind of marinate with y'all for a minute. Y'all know me. I go in, I tell the truth, I go ahead and give it. This is strictly my opinion. My opinion does not represent the opinions of my affiliates or my listeners. So those of you who might feel a little bit offended, hey, it's okay. It's my show. It's Ms. J in the morning. We're going to have a commercial break, and when we get back, we got the Ms. J area code check-in. So those of you who called in and got you logged in, tell everybody to dial in 714-816-4743 and rep yo city. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after this, y'all.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Ryan Show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room. Videocast and special giveaways.
The website,
www.lizjproductions.com.
Make sure you log on to www.MizJProductions.com. There you can find all the information you need about staying connected with your girl, Ms. J. Become my friend on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Y'all subscribe to my YouTube channel. We got new videos coming up, a lot of great things that are going on with Ms. J in the morning. My event calendar, where I will be, is updated frequently. We got artist interviews coming up. The artists that you listen to and you love will be right here on the show starting this month. Y'all, I told y'all I got your back. I'm going to give you what you're asking for, just as long as it ain't too much, y'all. Some of y'all asking for videos. I'm going to talk about my YouTube channel real quick. Then we're going to do the area code check-in. I got a couple of emails from some of my listeners. I love to hear from you guys. I love to get the inspiration. And they were watching my YouTube videos, my YouTube channel, and those of you who have watched it, you know that I do some interpretive videos in sign language, some songs that we love. And so a couple of people are kind of fascinated that I know sign language. It's just another language. And they want to see more videos. If you listen to the show, you know I vote for positivity. So some of the songs that you request, even on the radio show, if they are not played, they don't fit this show. I'm not going to play the I'm a Slap You Baby Mama or the Whisper song by the Yin Yang Twins. I'm not going to play that. You're not going to hear any negative music. You're not going to hear Baby Love making music because I have some youth that are listening. You're not going to hear Let Me Lick You Down and all that crazy stuff on Miss J in the Morning. It's not going to work. We go OT on positivity. I'm going to give you the vitamin you need to go throughout the day. If that's what you listen to on another network, that's fine. But on my YouTube channel and on the radio show, that type of music won't be played. So the artists that are submitting your music and you got a cuss word after every beat, you talking about your baby mama and your baby daddy and how you want to shoot them because he didn't pay you, I just can't do that on the show. those of you who are requesting songs, you get upset because I haven't played them. Just think about it a little bit before you request it. I know it might make you feel good, but it might not make everybody else feel good. Although I am an African-American woman and a Christian, I'm not going to play all music by all black people. I have more than just black listeners. I have Filipino, Mexican, white, African, Caucasian, Canadian, Japanese, all over the world they're listening. So y'all just think about it when y'all submit y'all requests. Yeah, just think about it. Amen. Amen. It's a day in the morning. It's time for the area code check-in. Thank you, everybody who's called in. If you're listening on your computer and you're listening live, go ahead and call in right now, 714-816-4743, y'all. Get in where you fit in. If you call in, the line is busy. You got to hang up and call right back. So every time you call in, I got you logged in, and this is your opportunity to rep your city. So here we go. I mean, NorCal got it on lock, y'all. 209-916-501-212-818-304-513-718-0770-602-864-510-403-213-213-864-710-662. I got you, too. 513, I thought you just called in. You made it. You made it at the end. Thank you, everybody, for calling in this day in the morning. I'm so grateful for you. 917, good morning. A little late bloomer, I see you, too. Everybody who is calling in, thank you so much. We get so many listeners every single day. It amazes me how much we're growing. Those of you who are listening on your computer, those of you who are listening live on Blog Talk Radio, and you can now listen live on iArtistRadio.com, thank you so much. Shout out to all the Macs and the PCs. I appreciate you, too. Everybody who's calling in, make sure you log on to iArtistRadio.com and download the iTunes app. Download the app for any iPhone, Android, or any tablet device that you can download apps on, y'all. Download the app. You can listen 24/7. iArtistRadio.com has the best in R&B, urban music, hip-hop, soul, neo soul, morning inspiration, and of course, your girl, Miss J. I'm featured on the mobile app, y'all. Y'all get in where you fit in. Shout out to all of my listeners. I love you so much. We're playing what makes me feel good on today. All my music feels good, and all my listeners make me feel so good, y'all. But you know, we got a little bit of something going on MissJProductions.com. So y'all know I support my local artists. Shout out to all the national and international artists who are doing it big. Y'all got the major contracts. Y'all touring, filling up arenas, 20,000, 200,000, that's great. But I support the artists who are grinding, the one that's going to school and working and got 2 and 5 kids and the wife is holding the babies in the basement while you performing on the stage and you going to the local church. I love it. When you only got one manager who's sacrificing everything and taking out loans to make sure that the artists have the best quality of mastering and mixing. I love it. I support all of my local artists and you should too. So right here on Miss J in the Morning, I'm not after the celebrities. I'm not after them. They get a ton of swamped interviews and all that. I want to bring the best and inspirational music from around your hood. So no matter where you are, if you're a local artist and you want to be featured on the show, email me at artist at MsJProductions.com. Log on to the website. Instructions are there. You can submit all of your music and press information. Make sure your music is MP3 format. That's universal. All that other stuff, I might not be able to download it, y'all. Then y'all sound crazy on the show. Do it in excellence. But back to what we got going on Ms. J Productions, y'all. We got a poll. I don't know. It got kind of crazy for the, you know, I did a poll. What's your new faves? We got some new artists featured on the show. So I just wanted to get y'all opinion about what you'd like. So we got Markella Walker. Shout out to Little Rock, Arkansas. Little Rock keeps it on lock right here, Ms. J in the morning. Markella Walker is only 18, has some awesome shows and some awesome things that they are doing, and she has a good song out there. She did her international debut right here on Ms. J in the morning called God Soldier, only 18 years old. Then we have Sam Collier. Sam Collier representing the ATL. He's doing it big, doing great things, the No Losing campaign. I worked with him on that. Love him. Great man of God, doing some awesome things. And we have M. Michelle. She's a neo-soul artist. She does spoken word, and she did her international debut right here of her latest project, her latest track, Rainbow. It is only available right now on Ms. J in the Morning. Y'all can't even get that yet. It's an exclusive premiere on Ms. J in the Morning. So I did a poll to say, what's your fave? Well, everybody went in and voted. It's still up right now. I left it up for the week to see, you know, what y'all like. And, I mean, now we in a battle. Like, Sam was number one, and Michelle, and then Markella came up with like 100 votes in like a few hours. Then it went to like Markella was number two, then she was number three, and then it's just going back and forth. So we got a heated battle with the new phase, the newbie. So if you want to get your votes in next week, I'm going to release the winner, and the winner will get something a little special. So y'all want to get y'all votes in, log on to MsJProductions.com. Make sure you vote for your fave. So we're going to get into their music right now before we get out. I'm going to play all three. We can hear.
Yeah. And you're wishing for better times. Trailed after them like the rainbow after my storm. And in the wake of this procession of smell and spirit, they left my heart empty, lonesome, wishing they could pass some of the legacy onto me so I can make heads turn, fans wave, and mouths flap. Dressed to the nines for Jesus, their hats match their shoes, match their purses, match their souls, and honey gold, baby blue, Georgia peach, which bled casually into bright skin tones. Beautiful ebony, pretentious tan, and highfalutin yellow. Never white, cause then the motherboard would throw down. Still, they sit there. My inspirational gospel rainbow. Ignoring foot corns in order to reach salvation. Sweating out perms and wigs in the awesome name of Jesus. They are the skeleton of my religious experience. Cartilage between the backbone that is my fear of God. The bosom I cried into when I discovered the many levels of death and the sharp thorns of life for the first time. Pot of gold brimming with the end of false hope, false love, and false promises. That the rain falling from their eyes would be the last tears any generation would ever have to shed.
and Michelle Rainbow. Here's Markella Walker, God Soldier.
God is the ruler of all things. Life ain't as hard as it seems. He said, have faith and believe. Now I know that I'm ready.
Know that I'm ready.
Things in life may hurt, but he wants us to fulfill his word. Spread his word down here on earth. I'm ready to go.
Gotta have it.
Taking over your